I really hate the idea of social determinism, even if it could be scientifically proven tomorrow that all of our atoms are already predestined to move in every... I can't accept it. I think being human is to have to believe that you have control over yourself. Even if you're in very bad circumstances, you choose the way you feel about it, you choose lots of things, and that gives your life meaning. What I love about Camus... have you read Camus yet? Some of you?
Yeah.
What I love about him so much is that, you know, he was really poor in Algeria, and his mother was deaf and couldn't read, and, I mean, he just believed in himself, and of course he was very talented, but he refused to accept the idea that his life was determined by the circumstances of his birth, and it's really inspiring to me. And I think that the idea that, I almost want to say that we don't ask ourselves whether social determinism is real or not. We just live as though it's not. You don't ask yourself if someone's drawn the box around you. You just live as though it's not. And I think that allows for dignity in a way that giving into your circumstances doesn't. I think of my father, you know, he was born, to talk about social determinism, my father was born, he was, il avait 27 ans avant civil rights, so he couldn't sit next to you in the restaurant until he was 27 years old. Mm-hmm. But he didn't live as though, he lived as though he was going to be a free man and he was going to get an education and he was going to have a better life than he was born into. And I think that belief is what allows you to do things. Maybe you don't do everything that you hope to do, but you do more than you should have, maybe. And so that's a long way of saying that I don't believe in social determinism for a variety of reasons.